Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network.
Very good, Dean
Johnson. From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, this is AfterBuzz TV for Jersey Shore. Tonight's host is Kevin K-Wow Undergaro. Joining Kevin will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Roxy Rookie Stryer, Brant the Body Panvetich, and Phil the Thrill Svitek. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Jersey Shore news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, Kevin K-Wow Undergaro!
Not so much. Kevin is not with us tonight, so he will not be hosting. I will be stepping into the illustrious host chair to try to measure up to his high esteem. I am Brant Panvetich, and so we are here today. We're talking about Jersey Shore Season 3, Episode 9. They titled it Kissing Cousins. Good episode. Did you guys like that one?
Absolutely.
We did. It was really good.
I thought it was a little light on story. It was a little light, not too much big moments and crazy, oh my God, can't wait to see that after the break. But lots of stuff going on underneath there. We got lots to cover tonight. A couple things we'll go through. We'll go through Snooki and her sort of man issues that she's got, including her and Vinny, which is certainly heating up again. Very interesting. I think we got to talk about Ronnie and his dad and his whole situation, the crying game that he's playing and he's in the midst of. We should go through the situation. I find him to be a lot different lately over the past thing, and his sort of role now is starting to be different, so I think we should discuss that. We'll talk about the prank that got everybody upset and should they have got upset and why everybody was upset because you got in a cab that went a different place. Who knows what that's about. And, of course, the big one at the end that they dropped like a big bomb, kapoof, is Sammy is back in the house, and how is that going to shake things up?
Bum, bum, bum.
Bum, bum, bum.
But before we get going, I do want to say we do have a new call-in number. We're testing it out. So, once again, that's 424-256-1729. So feel free to call in on that number.
And fantastic replacement for Kevin.
Yes.
We have with a special guest, Chelsea Cannell has joined us.
Thank you for having
me. She's a special Fox Sports News announcer on the web.
That I am.
And so much prettier than Kevin. I mean, just like,
I don't know about that.
That we can give you for sure.
I mean,
so her nickname on the Jersey Shore. The
I'll
name, when we put in Chelsea into the Jersey Shore name generator and came up with C-Pow.
C-Pow. I'll take it.
No. It's C-Pop.
C-Pop. All right.
I kind of like C-Pow better.
I do too.
Yeah.
Let's go C-Pow.
We can change it. We can change it.
Oh.
C-Pop is a little C-Pop. Original. I like it. I go with it. C-Pop.
Okay. All right, let's do it.
All right, so one of the first things I noticed in this episode was Snooki in her sort of desperate man mode, where it's like she's just needs somebody at all times now. Has anybody noticed how she's really got into that?
That's always been her thing, snooking for love.
It's true.
It's not uncommon to see, and we just get it more of a in full force this time around.
But did you think that it kind of put the cap on Snooki is a little too quote unquote loose with her vagina? I mean, when you've gone through enough people in the Jersey Shore that you're actually now with cousins, and there's a relation going on. Like, is that the bar?
Well, that Where being said, most people are related in Jersey Shore. Everybody's Italian. Everybody's related. Everybody's this person's cousin, brother, sister, whatever. But that being said, kind of agree with you there. Sleeping with a lot of guys, really liked a guy.
Yeah,
should have waited for him. If you really like a guy, it's better to sleep with him to sleep with a guy that you don't like, I guess.
Well, yes? she hasn't gotten laid in 4 months, she said, before.
Oh, this, yeah. I think she sounds kind of horny. She's looking a little horny to me.
She was crazy. My thing, I was like, when she was like, spoon me, cuddle with me, or leave. I mean, that was a little demanding.
A little aggressive.
I mean, for someone who's kind of desperate to have someone in her bed, you'd think she would have been a little bit more accommodating.
So if you were Vinny, you would have walked out too?
Hey, guys, we have a special guest on the phone. We have Mr. Kevin.
Oh.
K-Well.
Oh, well, the fun just stops now. There it was. We had fun without him for a while.
Kevin, you there?
I'm here. Well, that wasn't very resounding.
Well, you know, with no
I'm just a guest. Whatever you need.
Did you watch the show, Kevin?
I did watch it.
And so, what did you think about Snooki? Did you think she was getting a little bit too out there now? Is that like is she raised the bar to a new level with the cousins, or is that just par for the course for the Jersey Snook?
Oh, so what, sleeping around? You mean?
Yeah. I mean, is it one step too far or not?
I think. No, because this is who she is. I mean, I think that's what got her onto the show, and I think we have poured gasoline onto her, cut her a little spark there, and so now this is her times 100. I think she would have been like this beforehand, but I think she just kind of lives in a world where I see I want I eat, I see I want I drink, I see I want I blank. Do you know what I mean? I think it's par for the course.
Was that blank a smush that I heard, or
just
a blank? I see I want a smush. I think that's the world she lives in.
I guess my question is that from a viewer's perspective, from the people that are watching now, when we pass judgment,
people just kind of skeeved out. You mean now?
Yeah, or are they not? And is that just because it's a television thing? I mean, you know, everybody's quick to pass judgment on these type of things and who you're sleeping with and how many people you're sleeping with. And certainly for women, the double standard exists to this day for sure. And my question is, if she wasn't on TV and part of this Jersey Shore, the fun of it, and you had a friend, one of the people in your sorority or one of the people you hang out with that had just had this sort of sexual escapade going on, how judgmental would you be compared to, oh, hey, she's Snooki, she's a character on the Jersey Shore?
Well, in our day, Brand, I would say she's a pig, but Roxy, what did like you guys say?
In my day, I would have been like, give me her number. What you're talking about.
Give me your number, then roll around, then it's like, wait, really? And then are you going to get on one knee and marry her?
No, I'd give her number to my friends.
No, you know she's a pig.
You'd pass the cycle along.
Out of your black book.
Go ahead, Roxy.
Okay, here's what I'm thinking. Before the show, she tweeted, it's going to be an interesting episode tonight. I now have a boyfriend. I'm sure he's not going to love watching this, but I will explain after the episode. I can't imagine being her boyfriend, watching this and thinking, that a girl. Right. That's my girl. She slept with three people, all related. Yeah.
But also, she went from, oh my God, I had sex last night, my vagina hurts, to get on the phone with the new guy right away.
On to the next one.
Come here at 4:30 and called him 67 times to try to get him over there. So that was going to end
again,
in a similar way.
She just does whatever she wants.
Right.
You know, we had no problem calling someone 30 times in a row because she just does whatever she wants. So, Roxy, it's still, even in today's day and age, it doesn't really fly.
You know what? It flies with some girls. As much as you think I am, I happen to not be that type of girl.
Don't ruin the illusion for us, please.
I do have friends who sleep around with whoever they like, and I hold no judgment.
Back to the give me the number part of the conversation. But Chelsea, you must have grown up with people like that. Were you guys like, oh, it's the way they are, that's great? Did you take entertainment in watching your friends whore around, or is it like it's as judgmental as am I wrong? I'm gonna go
with the judgmental part. I hate to be the typical woman on that, but yeah, I think that's not so cool. However, watching Snooki do it on Jersey Shore, I'm down with that.
Yeah.
You had no problem?
No problem at all. Yeah. But if it was one of my friends, I'd be like, you know what? Yeah, we're gonna talk about this.
Yeah, you say something, but you don't think less of them as a person, maybe, you know? Maybe you shouldn't sleep with so many guys. You slept with so many guys, so now we can't be friends.
No, definitely wouldn't ruin the friendship, but we would definitely be having a conversation about it.
For sure.
You know what I was thinking when I did see it go down? Brand, I was thinking, legitimately, I feel like this girl may be breaking ground. Maybe 5, 10, 15 years later, maybe she'll get applauded by feminists for acting like a guy.
Dude, what medication are you on?
No way.
I mean, 10 or 15 years, we're going to hold up.
Now, why can the guys do it every night and be cool, and why can't the girls?
It's called the double standard.
Yeah, it's called genetics.
Okay.
On to the next.
Back to caveman day. I mean, that's a whole other show.
It sucks,
okay,
but
yeah,
it's true.
I'm telling you, but listen, guys, it changes every day.
No.
It's altered every
day. In Kevin's world, it's going to be like Rosa Parks, then it's going to be Snooki with, like, I broke new ground, sleeping with a whole bunch of women.
We're all going to write essays on her.
Whoever we are in 10 or 15 years, I'm telling you, she will get credit for being bold.
She'll get credit for being bold and brave.
We should make a bet on that.
Breaking away.
And for putting it out there. And where Paris Hilton does it well, it's because Paris doesn't love people. And
right.
I think this kid does.
It's a theory. I'll go with it.
I always know what's down the road, people.
Okay, I got it. Now, what's down the road? I'm interested to find out what you guys think about Snooki and Vinny. Because this episode really, really played on their relationship and the sort of tension between them. And there was a lot I felt where Vinny was giving quite a bit to the Snooki side.
Right.
So the question is, if she hadn't have been with that guy that night and her vagina didn't still hurt, would he end up smushing her that night?
See, it's interesting because it's very obvious that she has feelings for him.
Yeah,
very, very obvious.
Super clear.
But I kind of, for the first time this episode, felt like he felt something for her and was just disgusted by her. And I don't know. I feel like if she really likes Vinny, which she talks about all the time, then what the hell are you doing bringing all these guys home? Like, I would if I liked a guy, I would never, ever, ever touch another guy in front of him. That just shows, I say I like you, but I really have no interest in making this work at all.
Right. Yeah, and that was strange that was so intense for her. And then, you know, when she had him in bed there, and I actually felt he was a little bit more reserved to be with her because everybody in the house knew what she
did.
And I think if that was a secret or he was the only one that knew, it may have got further. But it's almost like for his boys, he couldn't like get right in there sloppy seconds. That would be too weird and everybody would tease him. And
you know what? And out of all the guys, Vinny seems like the best guy to me. He seems like the best, most boyfriend-esque type guy. And I was thinking, why hasn't he had a girlfriend on the show? How come he hasn't found somebody? I mean, he goes out, hooks up with a lot of girls. There was that one girl that he hooked up with a few times and then whatever. Does he actually have feelings for Snooki and is just kind of playing around with other girls because she's doing the same thing?
I don't know. I mean, it is definitely an odd relationship. Chelsea, what do you think about those two?
Well, I don't know. I think you're right. I definitely think he's starting to have feelings for her. I kind of get the sense that he's a little embarrassed at the fact that he likes Snooki, which I hate to say, but she's kind of a hot mess, and that's why we love her. Mm. But at the same time, I don't know if he wants to be known as the guy who is falling in love with Snooki.
Yeah,
like, do you fall in love with Snooki? I don't know.
I don't know. And that was the thing, you know, there was a sort of recap show where one of the kids in the audience asked the guys, like, hey, if you didn't know these girls in the house, would they be grenades? And it's like, you just see the look on their face. They're like, I can't answer that.
Yeah.
And then Vinny's like, no, they're all beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful girls. Or something like that.
So I wonder how much that sort of peer pressure, like you say, plays into that effect and how the walls of that will slowly melt down. And do we end up seeing the Snooki?
Plus, I mean, I think he also doesn't know who to choose. I mean, he's had a crush on Situation's sister since season one.
Right.
So he's very indecisive in that regard, even if, you know, there was another girl besides those two. You know, he doesn't want to commit, I feel like.
Maybe.
He's kind of playing the field.
Yeah, I think it's just boredom.
Yeah.
I think he likes her.
Familiarity.
You know, it's like a little fun thing, but he's getting bored at this point. And by the way, so am I with the last two episodes. I hate to say it. It doesn't look like next episode is going to be any more interesting.
I actually was thinking that when I was watching, like, this is a pretty tame episode. Not a lot in here. There's some bigger arcing sort of storylines with Ronnie, with Sammy coming back, with where the situation is going in his character. But for actual content in the episode, it was a little bit light.
I agree. But the reason I didn't mind it so much, a lot of great one-liners. We giggled out loud quite a few times in this episode. And as long as I stay laughing, I don't care what the hell you're putting on TV in front of me.
Exactly.
It's funny, you know, like, we all have long days and all I want to do is sit down and look at these idiots and be like, ha ha ha. And that's what I did, you know, whatever's
going
on.
Speaking of idiots, let's talk about my favorite idiot of all time right now. has got to be Ronnie. He is at like
his idiot level
is at like all time Guinness Book of World Record top shelf behind the peanut butter top shelf idiotness. I mean, the guy is beyond comprehension to me. Crying, whining, and then he calls his dad and is like, "Dad, I really need you." And it's like, that's the call you make when it's like, "I robbed a bank last night."
Yeah, right.
No, and like, the dad was like, "I'm there for you, bro."
Yeah, I'm bro. There for you, bro. Which bro. Was disturbing bro. Enough as it own. I don't know that my dad would ever call me bro. That's just weird. But the fact that he like left his job, drove down to the shore, and is like, "What's the matter?"
All right. Yeah, I totally you know, like this chick. How many times have we seen this where they're so dramatic about the dumbest points?
And it's like, I'm really into this chick, and she left.
Because so you made someone, her leave.
I need someone to talk to. And it's like, the dad's like, yeah, exactly. I mean, the guy just on a downhill slide for me week after week. And I can see coming up with Sammy back, it is going to be, he's going to be even worse of a mess.
Was there ever a time that you liked him?
I mean, I kind of liked the way he played the Sammy card early mm-hmm. when it was like, mm-hmm. I'm the man and you're with me, you play by my rules.
Right.
Like, there's a visceral response as a guy who is completely whipped by his wife, as I am, that's like, God, I wish I could have been a stud like that one day. But he solely proved himself to be just a phony.
Okay.
And now he's just such a wuss.
I was just wondering.
Yeah. And he's melting wuss. Down, melting down.
Melting.
Yeah. It's pretty sad.
So, his big thing is you can't be friends with someone you've dated. True yes. or false?
Totally true.
You know, look.
I'm going to agree.
I started on here, on my notes, I started that. I am, and this is why my life is so screwed up, best friends with any guy that I've ever dated. I can't let anybody go. I don't know how to do it. I don't know why these guys stayed friends with me.
But I could tell you why.
I'm serious. I don't hook up with them.
But you possibly could.
One day in the future, they hope.
That's worth being friends. Listen, I'd be your friends if possibly one day we could hook up.
I can't lose guy friends. Any guys out there?
If there's the open call, if it's like, hey, there's an open ticket here, one day you might get to cash it in, guys will go through a lot for that.
So why isn't Ronnie staying around for Sam?
Listen, Ronnie's saying, I can't stay in the house. He's lying.
Yeah, he'll
He's not going anywhere. Yeah. She shows back, he's not going to go anywhere. He is going to puppy dog her every day, all day. All he was doing was, we talked about this before, it's like he's just looking for a reaction. She left, so now he can't get mad at her, he can't throw her stuff, he can't do all that to get a reaction. What's the best chance he has of getting a reaction to prove to his wussy self that, hey, she still cares about
yeah,
me?
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, I'll send her flowers. I'm sorry, baby. It was all my fault.
That's disgusting.
I did everything wrong.
I would never, ever be with a guy like that.
I know, right? Like, it's a self-defeating prophecy. Oh. He's going to make himself so unappealing. And I bet that's...
I think he already has.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's, you know, he's done a good job.
But she's still in there.
She's got the power now. She's got the power. He's so...
But
so
I could
screwed.
See this going from she's got the power, which, by the way, she always wanted and wanted to be part of. She goes from that to now, I don't even like you anymore. I don't have the same feelings for
you.
Yes,
because you get so unattractive.
Right.
When you are that puppy dog.
Yeah, and so that's going to be a big turn for...
And we kind of saw that in the tease a little bit. Yeah. He's like following her around and driving her nuts.
Right.
And she's probably going to start dancing on guys again.
Oh, yeah. You know what I was wondering, though? I was wondering, why did Sam come on the show in the first place? Like, what would push Sam, a girl like Sam, to come on the show? I just don't see it.
Well, initially, you mean?
Yeah, initially.
Well,
I don't know, something to do, right, Brent?
Well, the allure of being on TV is pretty powerful.
She just doesn't seem to like it, though. But she thought she would.
I think she might.
But Roxy, you're young. Everybody thinks they would like it, and everyone thinks they can hang in it.
Right.
Okay.
And then they find out they can't.
And you know what? They can't hang in it in the brief moment that she's in that situation when her stuff's on the deck and everything's going crazy. In that moment, it's too much, and she leaves. 5 minutes later, when the emotion of that drains and she's still getting fan mail and checks from MTV and everybody wants to talk to her, and it's all of a sudden like, I gotta get back to the Jersey Shore. And then it'll just go through that cycle.
And Ronnie's father advised too. That's why Ronnie's father was like, you gotta stay.
What are we? Oh, I've got the power?
Yeah.
Of course.
I got you, Jeff.
All right, so. Let me ask you this. This is a trend I've been noticing for the last episodes. Really, in this season, the situation has lost a lot of his appeal. for me, he was one of the big draws of the whole show. His one line, he's funny, he's involved. Mm-hmm. He feels disconnected to me. He seems like he's not as involved with the house and what's going on, and his little world is kind of going on its own. And he's just not quite as appealing. Am I alone on that, Josh?
No, I kind of agree with you. But I also think that Ronnie and Sammy have kind of, like, taken the whole storyline. So it's like there's not as much room for him in terms of, like, him sort of owning everything. He also seems a little more sad lately.
Right. No, I think last season we saw this, too. He goes through phases. And honestly, there was a point last season where we all hated him. I don't remember exactly what happened.
Well, that was towards the end.
Yeah.
We surmised that the drinking every night took a toll on him. And
steroids.
Yep.
Yes. We didn't say steroids. We didn't. Well, I don't know. Maybe you did.
I'll
say steroids.
Who said steroids? You said steroids.
I said steroids.
I don't remember exactly what happened, but he was being very rude to a lot of people.
He was being rude. He didn't get. Pretty much it boiled down to he couldn't get a girl at the club,
right.
And he wanted everyone to leave, and he took it out on Snooki.
He's not a good wingman. He isn't a good friend, whatever it was.
He's the snitchuation right now.
He's the snitch. And we all got really upset with him. And then all of a sudden, he's back to normal.
Right.
So right now, I'm just kind of riding this period out. He sucks. I don't really like him right now, but I know in 2 weeks, 3 weeks, I'll love him again.
Yeah, and that's what I'm wondering too. But is this... is this more of a I'm a famous phase, or is it, oh, I'm just in a bad mood phase? Like, I think in previous season, it was more like, oh, I'm not in the rhythm during these filming days.
Right.
I'm wondering now if it's evolved into like, wow, I'm super famous and I'm super rich now and I got bigger dreams and thoughts and this is sort of a process I'm going through. Like, is he going through the motions more than he was before?
Kind of seems like an attention thing.
Very well could be, which would suck for us.
Right. You know, he's very conceited, and at this point, he kind of has the right to be, almost, because he's the biggest on the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, Snooki, they're the two biggest on the show, you know? And he always calls himself the captain, whatever he says.
The general.
The general.
The general.
He thinks of himself as the number one player in the game,
right.
So he doesn't care who he pisses off, I guess.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, until he pisses everybody off, and then he realizes,
he's gotta get them all back.
I got to get them all back.
I got to pull them back together.
And I have to agree with you. I definitely think it's the celebrity right now, because did you notice when they all left him at the house, he had to go out and order all of that food, drink out of the biggest cup he possibly could, just because he could do it. If they were going to go out and do it, he was going to go out and do it. And I don't think we've seen him do something like that before. And that kind of just really turned me off personally.
He's got to be a man, you know, no matter what it is. And he couldn't stay mad too long because that would alienate himself.
Yes.
Well, and I also find that he's not the center of as many storylines.
Right. That's what I was
which
thinking.
Which also may bother him as he's looking at other people in the housemates, you know, building stories and being the focus of the attention for a lot of, you know, the days that they film. It's kind of like, you know, I'm supposed to be the star. Why aren't you?
Well, how does one build it and have the self awareness to be the storyline? Is there such a thing?
I think that's kind of what you were talking about. Is that, you know, he kind of went and made that whole scene where he's sitting at the dinner table. I think it was because he felt like, hey, I'm getting written out of the script here. Like, they left me. I'm not going to be in it. So I'll make this big deal, and clearly they put it on the show. I mean, it sort of feels like he thinks the attention's being drawn away from him. And he's sort of receding a little bit, kind of bummed out about it. But at times, we'll also see him kind of go forward and be like,
100%.
Hey, it's about me again. Remember? Like, I'm funny. I'm going to do this whole dinner scene. Mm-hmm.
I mean, who sits at a dinner table and honestly has a conversation with people? He's clearly aware he's being filmed.
Mm-hmm.
He's clearly aware that Jay Wow's in the other room listening to him. Who does that? You know, I would never in my right mind sit there, oh, Vinny, you like this pasta? Yeah. Oh, I bought you this bike today. Like, come on. It's a little absurd. A little much.
And I think, Chelsea, you're exactly right that he's like, okay, I'll put on the show. Because that is effectively, A, how he got on the show.
Right.
He's like, I'm going to go grab the spotlight. I'm going to make jokes. I'm going to make comments. I'm going to do one-liners. I'm going to put it all together. Like, that is who he is. That is what he has been as a character traditionally through the show. So when he needs to draw on that, I'm sure this is the type of thing we're going to see a lot more of. I just find that the genuine interaction between them is different now. Like, it is a little more forced.
Mm-hmm.
It's not quite as natural. And now he's kind of even the guys in the house are kind of like, man, you're on the wrong side of a lot of things lately.
Right.
Where he's telling this person this. And I think he's his sort of drive to be Mr. Focus, Mr. Popular, is kind of, it's caused him to do and say a few things that I was like, well, that wasn't very, like they were saying, that's kind of a snitch move, you know? Whereas he wouldn't have done that before, but it's like he kind of wants to be involved. Just my take.
Yep.
I
got you.
All right, so, and one of the things he was involved in this particular episode was the prank and the sort of the pranks that have been going back and forth and getting the cab to take them to Times Square and that whole debacle. Did that, anybody else find that to be a real sort of egregious prank that
I thought
would upset
totally
you?
Harmless?
Yeah.
And if anything, okay, so if I found out that I'm going to Times Square, all right, just spend the night there. You know, have fun.
Have fun.
Like, what's more
what?
Fun? If I went to a cow farm, then yeah, that would suck.
I was going to say, like, even when they were setting up the prank, I was like, I don't get it. What's in Times Square? Is there something going on there?
Why did they go back? I don't get it.
They never like leaving the scene of the crime. They That's never
they
like leaving the hood.
Yeah.
That's right.
Ever.
But he didn't send them to Vermont. He sent them to Times Square. Oh, my gosh. You've been exiled.
Not, you know, it's not the shore.
I guess.
I just like,
they're not classy
like,
enough for Times Square.
They're probably embarrassed that
that's
they were,
not good.
They didn't realize after an hour and a half of driving, it's like, wait a second, where are we? Yeah.
Scratching their face, huh?
Yeah.
And then
I found that to be pretty.
You see them sipping out of the Coca-Cola bottle and the Sprite bottle that weren't previously there.
Clearly, Sprite.
Said, "Yo, cabbie, why don't you go stop? We're gonna grab a bottle while we're sitting in the cab." Like at that point, just get out and take a new cab.
Brett, why didn't they producing question? Would they have had the power to say, listen, turn the car around, we'll pay you the fare, but we want to go home?
Yes, they would have. And by the way, what would happen is if this happened in your real life, Kevin, if I had sent a cab for you and you were supposed to be going to Burbank for something or other and they went down to the Santa Monica airport, at some point you'd just be like, no, that's funny, Brent. Nice try. Now turn this cab around, asshole. Like, you would fix that pretty quickly.
Right.
However, if we're in the middle of a TV show and there's camera crews and cameras everywhere and off you go, it definitely does sort of stun your ability to think like normal people. So they definitely were in the cab going like, are we supposed to be going here? Is this part of the show? Like, what are we supposed to do?
Right.
And what brilliantly the producers are doing is saying absolutely nothing about nothing. That's a time when there's no producer in the car. There's no one to talk to. There's no one to ask. And they just kind of go with it and be like, what's supposed to be happening here?
Right. I also think they're being filmed, so they don't want to be like screaming at this cab driver and making an idiot of themselves.
Yeah,
so they just kind of ride it out.
And they probably did just sort of ride it out. And it played well for the story, and it worked well in this instance for sure.
I have a question. Jesse, if you can look this up, how far, like, where are these locations? You know what I mean? Like, that's
great
what I
question.
I want to know.
What is this Jenks place, and where is Times Square in relation to
What is Jenks? A bar?
It must be a city, though, right? Because that's...
No, Jenks
I thought it was a bar.
I thought it was a bar, too.
I think it's one of those kind of hut bars that they go to, you know,
it's
and they sit
be
outside.
A long way. It's got to be 20 minutes or half hour away from them, otherwise...
But this must be some
place. After 9 minutes, you'd be like, wait a second.
He goes, Snooki's like, we're taking the back roads. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, the back roads,
yeah, the
two
back
bridges
roads
later.
Keep going long, long way, you know? So we're going to get the distance on that. The other one that I was curious about is the work situation. This is another episode where it came out, where they're at the job again and they're working. I found it to be way more out of place than it did in the beginning of the episodes of this season. This just seemed like, why are these people working? Like, is there any value to the storyline? Is there any reason? As a viewer, I understand why they brought in there to make it seem like, hey, this is part of the Jersey Shore. You go there, you work for the summer, you play at night. But are we past that as a viewer where it's like, listen, we don't need you to hold our hands through this?
I mean, Pauly D goes, we have to get to work or we're going to be fired. Come on. We know you're not going to be fired.
Yeah, there's
the
nothing
gig is
on
up.
The line. So T-shirt man's had his balls cut off.
Yeah, no kidding.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so that's why it's not fun. If, like, if he did have the power to fire them and he would exercise it and send these guys home, which, you know, Brand, I know you'd, like, cringe as a producer, right? I mean... But if it were like that again, then it would probably be fun.
Yeah, and I just don't know that in this season, at this stage, even as if I was producing it, would I be so against that? Or if I was at the network, would I be so against that at this point? Because I'm, you know, as a viewer, Chelsea, you know, weigh in. If, as a viewer, are you like, oh, good, now I know why they're in the Jersey Shore? Or is it like, what are they doing there?
The only time I think that the T-shirt shop kind of works is when one of them gets completely hammered the night before. It's usually Snooki, doesn't want to go, shows up late, and she's completely hungover. And then I'm like, haha, that's funny. She's hungover and has to work. But other than that, it lasts for like 1 second. I don't need that storyline so
that's
much.
What Dina had today. And you know what? She came in the T-shirt shop. She was hungover. And I said to myself, why is she there? Just go home. I don't want to see her there.
Yeah.
I want to see her in bed crying because she's so hungover and getting somebody to come cuddle with her or drinking more shots or whatever it is. I don't want to see her walk to work. Well, I have to do that when I'm hungover. I don't want to watch somebody do that when they're hungover,
true.
You know?
It's supposed to be escapism, right?
Exactly.
Well, as a viewer, do you find yourself asking, what do these people do for money? Or how do they live there? How do they spend money
no,
on things when they go into
TV?
Do you ever question that?
They're getting paid, right?
Right.
So,
and as a viewer, you never question, like, why are they in the gym? What are they doing there? Well, how do they get there? Why are they there together, right? By this time, it's...
If I do question that, I certainly don't answer it with, oh, the T-shirt shop.
Right.
You know? So it doesn't really help me there. Do I ever question that? I suppose. And then I remember, holy crap, people like me watch the show.
Right.
And then I realize where the money comes from, you know?
So Google Maps...
Oh, here we go.
From Seaside Heights to Jenks is only 17 miles.
And is that a city or is that a bar?
No, Jenks is the name of a bar.
Okay.
17 miles. So figure 20, half an hour.
Versus okay. 66 miles,
wow.
Which an hour and a half.
An hour and a half. So after 40 minutes, you'd be like, what is going on? After an hour, you're like, this is... And that's probably when they started...
It's like a three-hour round trip.
That's probably when they started freaking out about the hour rate.
Yeah. That's why they came back and it was pitch black.
Yeah.
They're trying to get some afternoon drinks.
Yeah.
Poor
girls.
Didn't work out well.
Poor meatballs. Yeah. Oh, my God.
I love that she had a date at 4:30. Like... I'm going to meet a guy at 4:30 and then we're going to hang out.
So what the hell is that?
Like, what kind of time is that?
But he never called, and for sure because he knows that she slept with his friend's cousin. Yeah?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. That's what he did. I also found like, and I think the T-shirt shop is now not required for storyline as much. They don't use it as much. And then it's like they film it anyways. And when something interesting or cute happens, they kind of wedge it in there. And I think that was the buying the motorcycle, bringing the motorcycle back.
Okay.
They're like, well, that was kind of fun. Let's wedge this into that episode. And I also found that a little bit, even when situation was in the car and he got bit by the dog with the hand, I remember thinking, like, why did they have that scene in there? Oh, there it is.
Yeah.
You know, oh, yeah, right. He got bit by the dog. That's kind of cute. That's why the whole that driving, going to get the food scene was even in there.
And that's what I'm talking about. Those little one-liners, those little moments, and you're like, oh, this show's good. It's funny. It's I like this.
But for me... just sort of speaking of time, I loved, you know, going back to how situation was left alone. You know, Pauly D had the line of, like, we got to go. You know, we can't waste time. Like, and I love how in there...
We're on a tight time schedule.
Yeah. What time schedule are you on?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And we're on the one-hour episode.
Starving time schedule, right? They were so hungry, those guys.
I know.
Yeah, and they didn't say, like, I have to be in a meeting or I have a date or I have something else. And then they just showed up back at the house. And we're just there. Like, what was your tight time schedule?
That was some nasty.
But really, how delicious did the food look, you guys?
I wanted some. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, my God. Just good East Coast Italian food.
I know.
Yeah, that was eye candy.
We're all like, dreamy.
So hungry. All right, well, the elephant in the room, really, in that show that they built through the entire hour was Sammy's coming back. And so the end of this episode ended with Sammy walking through the door. Predictions, what is going to happen next?
Well, first of all, before we get into predictions, just wanted to say, how long did she spend getting ready to walk back through that door? 2 hours. First thing that happens, so one of the guys says, you look really good. I'm sure Ron is crapping his pants at this point, thinking, damn, she does look good. What the hell did I do? Immediately, he opens the door and walks outside. What was going through his head? Wow, I really blew this, or oh my God, I gotta get out of this house. What was going on?
Well, before, was that an editing trick, or did that really happen?
She walked in the place?
No. That he walked out immediately.
Tough to say. I mean, it's unlikely that he walked out immediately, because I don't know that would be the natural. He might have. You never know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I think that in his brain is a display of, oh my God, I hope she comes out after me to talk to me. Like, I'll leave and make a scene, and hopefully she'll come out because I made a scene, and that will sort of validate that she's sort of concerned. And
but she won't.
No, she won't.
No way.
I mean, you have the perfect ingredient. You have Ron Ron juice in your hand, mm-hmm. ready to go. Just, there's a party. Pass it along to everyone.
Right.
If he was smart, he would have stayed in the room and had the best time, you know? She would have walked back in, seen that without her, he's still having a great time.
Exactly. She had Ron Ron
juice. She would have died inside. Oh, absolutely. My God, shots everywhere. I'm having the best time. She would have been, oh, my gosh, I wish I was still with him. I know he messed up, but I should probably get back with him. But instead, like a little puppy dog, puts his little tail in between his head. What is it? Head between your tail?
Tail between your leg.
Tail between your leg.
Head tail.
There we go. Head tail.
Whatever. It all works.
Whatever it is.
And he wags off. Like a sad little puppy.
He wags off. That was later that night. We don't talk about
that. Yeah, he really gave her the upper hand on that
yep,
100%. One. He could have played that so differently.
Because he's not smart enough to stop and think, how should I play this? What should I do? I want her back. What do I do?
Well, and I think he made such a big deal, too, about the fact that he was like, oh, you know, we can't be friends. And if you're going to be back in this house, then I can't be in this house with you. And now he's probably thinking, well, what now? Like,
yeah.
I made this big...
I threatened to leave.
And he's been saying it to, you know, to the guys and stuff. Like, what's he going to do? Like, he's now either going to look like a complete fool because he's made a big deal out of it. And obviously, he's not moving out. Come on, let's get real.
Of course.
So, you know, what's he going to do? He's already thrown all their stuff on the balcony. He's really kind of left himself with no options.
No, well, I mean, ladies, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but if he had, when she walked in, if he had pretended like... it was just a normal day. Like, nice to see you. Fantastic.
That's
like,
what I'm saying.
No, I'm not bothered by you being here at all. In fact, I don't even know if you affect my night here in any way, shape, or form.
I'm going
I'm not going to look dirty at you. I'm not going to give you, like, oh, you... like, you don't affect me in any way. You're just as valuable as some other person in here. You want me to hang out and talk to you? Sure. You don't want me to? No problem. I'll just go over here. I'll ask you
totally
a question.
Totally unaffected.
You
know? Unaffected.
Totally unaffected.
Yeah. Killed her.
Got wrenched.
He's got to do him.
Yep, but he's not.
He's doing her.
Yeah.
And she's doing herself.
That's right.
Too many people doing yourself is not a good thing.
Yes.
No, this is Bobby.
We followed you.
This is the rise of Sammy. This is going to be a whole new level for
new
her.
Era.
Yeah, she's got his balls.
She's got him,
oh,
yeah,
is
in
she
the palm.
Gonna have some fun with this. She is going to have some fun with this.
Well, I would.
I would too.
Oh my gosh, if I was Sammy right now.
Roxy is always Sammy, by the way, in those situations. Every
it
guy
happens.
She dates.
That is not
you're
true.
The Sammy.
That is not true, but recently it seems to be that way. Recently.
That's right.
Not always.
Chelsea, are you the Sammy or are you the Ronnie in the relationship?
Oh, Lord. Oh, that do I have to be either
Don't one? Relate yourself to either of those.
No, yeah, Chelsea's neither.
No, you got to lean to one side or the other. You got to lean to one side or the other.
I have
you
to be one of those two.
Yeah, you have to. You don't have to be completely one
I
of them.
No, I think with her, not applicable.
Do you lean Back. Towards Sammy or do you lean towards Ronnie in your relationship? Kevin, how about you?
I think I'm N/A. I think, you know, in the past, I've done both, Brent.
Ah.
Yeah, I think you kind of have to be. Before you can be a Sammy, you have to be a Ronnie.
I've done both. Brent, what about you?
I have never been a Ronnie. No. You know what? I was a Ronnie when I was in fourth grade. And I came home crying because Debbie Powell didn't want to have anything to do with me. And my dad sat, and I was in the bottom bunk of my bunk bed. And my dad told me, son.
Bro.
You have to.
Yeah,
bro.
You have to learn how to play hard to get. And here's why, and here's what happens. And he says, I've never lied to you. I never tell you the wrong thing. You got to trust me on this.
So
and I was
grade.
Like, this cannot be happening. This is not the way this works. And so the next day. We were going swimming. We all board the little bus and we go to the pool. And every single time we went, every week, it was a fight. Who was Debbie Powell going to pick to sit beside her?
Oh, was she the hottest?
She was like Miss Popular. And so all us guys would be fighting with each other and making a big scene. And it would be a whole thing. And then she would get to pick one of them. And so it tore me up to not be one of those guys because it felt so bad at the time. So I just took my dad's advice and I sat by myself and didn't even think about it. I didn't even play the game with the rest of the guys. And I swear to God, 20 minutes into swimming session, it was all different. Debbie was like all over me, coming around, wanting to hang out. And on the ride back, not only did Debbie Powell sit beside me, but Michelle Hanson too. And from that
That's
moment
not
on.
That is a, oh my God.
That is awesome. And from that moment on, there was no Ronnie in Brad's life. That was it.
But Ronnie, you have to be out. A Ronnie before you can
you
be
did,
a Sammy.
That.
That's what I'm saying. Whether you are 8 years old or something, 10 years old, or whether you are 45, 13, 12. That is an old fourth grader. Say back a few years.
Yeah, how many grades did you go back?
I know. But that was a big moment in my life of the day.
I can imagine.
As you can see. So I think,
what an amazing lesson to learn so young.
So
my
young.
My God.
And you know what? I tried to have the exact same conversation with my 10-year-old. Did not work at all. He's like, what are you talking about? That does not work. I have no way.
Timing was off. You just give him another year or two.
The family.
Exactly. I can tell he is going to be the Sammy.
And where are these girls now? Are they still good looking or not?
Oh, good question.
They're back in my hometown.
Okay.
Debbie.
They are. They're both married with kids of their own and
still not answering my question.
And they wish they were waking up next to you in the morning.
I hope so. If there is a God. So there you go.
That was evil. Pure evil laugh.
Listen,
right
that's
there.
High school.
You
though.
Are a Sammy.
Oh, yes.
What's
deep
going
down,
on?
That's probably deep down I'll always be a
that's
Sammy.
Why you love her so much.
I do love her.
I know you do.
I do.
I
She's
know.
So great. Don't you love her?
By the way, is Ronnie going to, you guys, is he going to like snap at some point and get violent again?
Yes.
No, not for the next few weeks.
You think he'll lay off for a little bit?
A little bit, because
he's going to drive him nuts.
I'm saying if she doesn't respond like you're predicting, and if she gets turned off by this like weak Ronnie, as you're predicting, does he like just snap?
Yeah, what am I talking about? Definitely.
Does he go home like a baby? Does he get drunk and like just go home?
Well, no, he snaps. I think he snaps.
He does not go home. He makes every excuse in the book for why he's not going home. He stays. And then after so much torture that she has put him through, I'm going to dance with this guy at the bar. I'm going to pay you no attention. Whatever it is.
Make out with
maybe
people.
He doesn't snap in front of her, but he goes home and throws a fit at night to the boys in the house, whatever it is. He snaps.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a good point, Kevin, because what is going to happen is over the next episodes, he's going to be he's going to be trying to do whatever display he can to get a reaction out of her.
Right.
And the traditional ones he's been able to pull off have worked because she's been sort of connected to him. And as she becomes disconnected to him, those reactions aren't going to come. So his the things he's going to do are going to become bigger and bolder and more brash. And that is when he could be at the club and snap and in the fight, or be in the house and go off on his friends. He's certainly a powder keg at this point, looking for
anybody to... And it could be the little mummy's boy who's always gotten his way.
Mm-hmm. Always, yeah. And he just can't really figure out how to play these cards.
Well, the smart play would be, I mean, you know, he lost her because he got so violent. So don't go that way.
Right.
That's the smarter play.
Yeah.
But he doesn't think like that.
And he's Fred Flintstone.
Yeah.
He's just like the Freddiest Flintstone ever.
Flintstone.
I know.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we'll go to our special feature. We're going to talk a little bit about the future of reality TV stars and where they are in the pop culture world and where they could end up. And will these Jersey Shore characters live on and prosper, or will they go the way of some of the past ones, a.k.a. Tila Tequila, or some of them that have been absolutely breakout stars and drifted. So when we come back,
want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call at 347-855-8269.
This television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Get in on the AfterBuzz.
347.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
Listen on iTunes.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from?
Find us on Facebook.
Your husband or your best friend?
Follow us on Twitter.
And then she's trying to kill him, so it justifies it. I'm like, oh, now it makes sense.
And visit us at AfterBuzzTV.com.
The wig. Oh, come off. That wig, come off, baby.
Oh, what?
Boardwalk Empire.
Desperate Housewives.
Glee.
Gossip Girl.
Breaking Bad.
Mad Men.
True Blood.
The Walking Dead.
Big Love.
Jersey Shore.
The Oscars.
Celebrity Rehab.
The Emmys.
If it's hot, you can bet we'll be buzzing about it.
Alright, we got a sweet.
I'm the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet.
All right, special segment
Bull
tonight.
Oh, crap. Sweetest bitch you'll ever meet.
Yeah.
Just a bitch.
All right, so the Jersey Shore, absolute phenomenon. The people are as popular as ever. They're on Dancing with the Stars. They're part of culture. Oprah would know their name. You know, the president will know their name. They are huge.
I mean, we've reported that Leo, Denzel Washington, all these people have gone up to
Kanye,
them.
Kanye, Usher.
Exactly.
And made a big impact on, you know, they've made a big impact on pop culture in general.
Oh, yeah.
So the question is, the future of them as celebrities in this world, in the next incarnation of their careers. Now, traditionally, obviously, reality stars have had a real problem breaking out into anything. And my question is why is that? And you look at something like The Hills, a little inside information, Hills in repeats, whether it be in syndication or on MTV, absolutely do terrible. Absolute tanking across the board. People have just, that it's jumped the shark. It is, they're done with that. Lauren Conrad's pilot at MTV just got canceled, mm-hmm. not being picked up. That's really? a big swing, you know, when you have her or a Kristen Cavallari who just haven't been able to crack into the public eye.
Well, I think like Snooki with her men, the audience is just on to the next one, mm-hmm. you know. We don't want to watch reruns of what we saw that really wasn't that interesting, but we thought it was. We want to watch something that's hysterical and on television like The Jersey Shore. And I hate to say it, but I think once The Jersey Shore is off, nobody's going to want to sit there and watch reruns. They're going to want to watch whatever it is that comes out next. That being said, I do think some of these kids, or whatever they are, have futures. Because Pauly D, DJing, that's awesome for him. He will be able to book DJing things or whatever it is at any kind of club, any private event, for a really long time.
Well, listen, they'll all be able to parlay their past success into right. future income. But the question is on as a status as a celebrity okay. or as a career in the entertainment business as it relates to being popular, is there the next level that they can get to? And that becomes, I mean, what do you think, Chelsea?
I mean, maybe as personalities on different shows or whatever. I mean, one right. of them, like, I could see Snooki possibly. I mean, she seems to, you know, get interviewed all the time because people kind of want in on that whole Snookiness, you know? So maybe, I don't know, it's hard to say. I mean, them of all reality shows, because they're so big and over the top, I mean, I think that they probably have the best chance over the Lauren Conrads and the Whitney Ports and the Kristen Cavallaris of the world who, you know, after the show's
they're
done,
just
it's
blah.
Like, yeah, I mean, but these guys.
But weren't we saying that about them in The Hills at the peak of The Hills when it was the biggest rated show? And by
I
the way,
never.
It didn't rate much less than The Jersey Shore. It was a
right.
huge monster success, one of the largest things MTV had done at the time. So the question is, weren't they just as buzzworthy at the time as The Jersey Shore are now? Were we forgetting that sort of emotion around
well,
them?
Well, to that point, we've seen with the situation he's, I think now that people are a lot smarter about it, you know, it's almost to the effect of with child celebrities, we've gotten better at handling that. And so these managers, you know, have seen that from the past, and so they know how to deal with it and have the foresight to try to keep their celebrity going.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point, but I also think that The Hills characters were never as interesting. The situations were funny. It was dramatic. It was fun to watch, but I don't think the people really had it. Mm-hmm. There was nothing that I didn't watch The Hills for the people. I watched The Hills for the drama, for whatever it was. This show, they're characters. These people are characters that I love to watch. I could give you descriptions about each of them. Being rich and having blonde hair isn't enough of a thing to watch and to keep watching and watching and watching. At a certain point, you sit there and say, all right, this isn't that interesting. I know what happened, so what am I watching for?
And it just kind of circles the same storylines over and
exactly.
over and over again in the same places. Yeah, I'm with you. I think that these guys are bigger characters. And I can see them, mm-hmm. you know, maybe going on and doing, I mean, here and there, maybe not all together, but like, you know, Snooki will go on Fashion Police and she's hysterical.
Right.
Like, there with Joan Rivers. So I can see them sort of reinventing themselves. And it seems like they're starting to kind of already do that by different book deals and things like that. And I know the Lauren Conrads of the world did that as well, so. But I think that the Hills cast sort of withdrew a little bit and kind of wanted to just be about the show and kind of seemed a little, like, inaccessible, where
yeah.
these guys seem more accessible.
They want to be out there. They want to do everything, you know, between social media and going on every single show. What was the show that they did this week? So they all went on some show earlier this week. I don't know. But they they try to put themselves out there all the time for whatever it is, writing a book, going and doing different events, always out there. I don't feel like the Hills people were like that as much. They kind of were there as the fashion person at something. Oh, look at what she's wearing. Look at what she's doing. She just looks pretty to watch, you know? But I think that these people really have interesting things to say. Not intelligent things to say, but funny things to say.
Well, I think they don't censor themselves.
Right.
It's like the Hills girls kind of seemed very like...
They care what people think.
Yeah, exactly. And maybe they wrote a book and maybe you're going to buy Lauren Conrad's book once, but like, do you really want to see her hosting a show or... I don't know. Not so much.
And also, do we kind of feel that maybe Gossip Girl and One Tree Hill came in and had better... Because it's much more scripted, and that kind of keeps the audience...
Better stories, but the same premise, exactly. Right. And definitely cuter, cooler girls.
Right. And maybe that's a little bit like, why there hasn't been a legal reality series or a medical reality series. Because at the end of the day, when you've got the scripted dramas in the legal world, or you've got ER, it's
so
like, well, they can do way better stuff with way crazier storylines,
right.
And it's kind of giving me the same thing. And maybe the Hills sort of like, with the Gossip Girl stuff, sort of like, well, if you want salacious teen crazy relationships, I'll write you the best thing ever. And maybe that took a little of the juice out of that, and that's why these characters, as authentic as they are, have resonated.
So do you think that means that the Jersey Shore cast is kind of screwed in that sense? Because what you just described is saying, all right, what if I want to write a show called Percy Poor, whatever, and it is Jersey Shore, but I write in all these things and it never gets boring and we never have these talks where we think, oh, tonight's episode wasn't so great.
I think that it's harder to do that when you're dealing with pure, authentic, outrageous characters, and that's what the reality side delivers, and that's what the networks are buying, and that's where everybody's leaning towards. But what I do think is there is really no future for them other than what they are doing now. And I do believe if a year from now it was Boston Proper and some funny Boston Harvard-y type thing came out and it was amazing and everybody couldn't stop talking about it, we'd be going like, oh yeah, remember when we used to like the Jersey Shore and that Situation guy? Because in this world, it's like, well, what can they do next? Can they act? Nobody from the reality world has made it in acting because they're not actors.
Right.
So Paris Hilton tried at it at the height of her popularity. It's like, great, we love to see you be you. We love to see you do your thing. I don't want you to play some girl from Doctor's Wife thing that you're making up on a script. Like, that's not, now you're not Paris Hilton. You're just some blonde who doesn't act very well.
When you kind of can get past the fact that it is Paris Hilton,
right.
So
right.
You can't really ever even dive into letting her be some other character because she's always Paris Hilton.
Right. The reason you know actors and actresses as celebrities is because they're first actors and actresses.
Yeah.
You can't know somebody as a celebrity and then be like, wait, oh, I see that.
Right.
You're not Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
You're House of Wax Girl, whatever you are.
Yeah.
I know.
And I think that is a huge stepping stone that they can't get over. And you know, and I heard this sort of the story around Lauren Conrad's and why they passed on it is that the head of the network is like, listen, people care about who you're sleeping with. Insert a much dirtier word. Not that you're doing your fashion line. If you want to go back and tell me who you're sleeping with and put that on TV, that's a show.
Yeah.
But you doing a fashion line and talking about that, that's not a TV show.
Well, she thinks she's way cooler than she is, clearly,
right.
You know?
And that sort of becomes, you know, the next barrier. And so if you're the situation, when you're being the situation and doing what you do on your own by yourself in this show and with your friends and being you, I got to watch that. I don't want to watch you act like somebody else.
Well,
I don't think I'm going to watch you interview somebody else. I don't, like, what am I going to watch you do? And I think that's been sort of the pattern that these reality stars go through is, like, you're not being yourself anymore? Like, I don't want to watch you. I'm going to watch somebody else who'll be themselves.
Kev, are you still on the line with us?
No, Kevin left us at the commercial.
Wait, what a bum.
Wait, I have a problem right now. All I can think about is I want Boston Proper.
I know, right?
That's
get on
amazing.
It, Brand.
I have a question. Wasn't there a Boston reality show called Boston Med? I've never seen it. It was a reality show based off of...
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, and I do remember that, and I think it was actually one of the companies I used to run a long time ago had put it out there, and it didn't work. And listen, the legal reality show had sold and was on NBC, I think it was.
Okay.
There's been a few other ones. They just don't work because
in real life,
you can't make it as good as you can make it in the scripted world. So if you're not basing your reality on outrageous characters in real life situations that you can't find elsewhere, you don't have a show that'll work. So
right.
So how long do you think that that a show like Jersey Shore has? Like, what is the sort of gestation period for a reality show like this?
You know, I think
when are we going to get sick of it?
I think that what happens is they probably end up cooking themselves. Like, we have sort of a joke in the business when we meet a new star and we sign them up to a show and it gets started. It's kind of like, 3 years from now, you're going to hate my guts. That's just the way it is. It just works like that. You're going to get a ton of money. You're going to be super popular. I'm going to have to try to keep doing my job. It's just the way it is. And it happens across the board. Money, fame, power, yes, people in their lives, telling them everything they want to hear. You're bigger and better than anything in the world. You're bigger than the Beatles. You know, it's like that mentality. And it gets into their core. So I'm sure every season has got a little more difficult with them. And so I'm sure Sally is constantly struggling with trying to keep them together. And because they're obviously huge characters to begin with. And as they get further and further from the core of what brought them there, they become less and less popular and less appealing. And that sort of makes that, you know, the runway to the end. This is, you know, two more seasons, three more seasons. I mean, I hope it goes forever. Sally is a very good friend of mine. I hope it goes forever for her. But it's just very tough to keep celebrity stars that humble and the ability to perform what they need to do.
Keep the egos contained.
Yeah.
But three more seasons. So you're saying you could see this going six seasons total?
I could easily see it going six seasons. Because this season will wrap up. It'll be great. Next season we'll have another. It could be.
And they're going to Italy, so.
Yeah. And that, I mean, everybody's going to want to see that. But there does come a point where it's like, well, there's not a lot more we can sort of explore in these worlds. Could they end up having spinoffs on their own? Potentially. But the characters that they have today, the personalities that are there today, could make those spinoffs. In 2 years from now, when it's time to do that, those people will not be the same people.
Right.
They'll be the Lauren Conrads now who are like, I don't do that type of thing.
Oh, I don't do that.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's just, it's sort of a natural progression, you know? And obviously everybody braces for that as you go. So it'll be very interesting to see what happens to them on the long term. And if we as the audience are so fickle that we just jump onto the next bandwagon and off they go into nowhere's land.
Right.
So I have another question for you. Going by the numbers and the ratings, they've gone up 2 million viewers a year, a season.
Yeah.
So is right now, I mean, we know they're going to Italy next season. Would you say right now is the height of their fame? They've reached the point.
I cannot imagine that MTV could do a 10 share, but it does happen. I mean, John and Kate plus 8 on TLC ended up hitting a 10. And so it's possible. So in theory, in Italy, it could explode again and go up that high. But that would be, you know, like the highest rated cable show in the history of television type thing. And so there is only so much room to build on a universe in cable that only is in so many households. There's only so many people you can get to watch that have Nielsen boxes at a time before it's mathematically not possible anymore. So it's a good chance that next year could be another big season. If this season holds on and, you know, propels interest and they really drive it, next season could be as big or bigger. And you just never know what they'll come up with next. So, but it's not going to be the producing problems. It's not going to be the storylines that are the problems. It's not going to be like, hey, the audience doesn't want them anymore. It's going to be they don't perform. They aren't the same people they used to be. Because life has got to them.
Because they're tired, because they're pathetic, and because they suck and need to get over themselves. Is that what we're saying?
That's what happens.
Something along those lines.
Well, something like that. Maybe
it kind of happens. It's a universal effect that happens. And it happens in the music business, too.
Right.
You know, Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston, Christina Aguilera, they get there by the pure, that voice. When Mariah Carey hit the scene, it was like the purest, most amazing voice. Everything was spectacular, and she was within herself. You listen to her now, it's like, oh, she did just scream all the time.
Yeah.
Over and over again, and the runs and over, and it's like, I'm still the greatest voice of all time. It's like, could you, Christina Aguilera, could you just sing like
normal
notes?
Yeah.
Like, your voice is so spectacular. Can
Quit
you just
playing.
Do that, you
yeah.
know? And for me, that's been such, you know, it's such a different way, and I think that's what TV people and these guys do a little bit too, where it's just like, they just get so big they can't get out of their own bloody way. We see that a lot. So, good luck to them. So, news and gossip. Who reads the news and gossip?
Our own DJ Jesse.
Oh, Jesse, give us some news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, Angelina Pivarnik filed an aggravated assault report with NYPD on Monday, stemming from an incident in which she claims someone vandalized her future mother-in-law's house. Angelina believes the perpetrator is a girl named Lauren, who she claims has also been harassing her by phone and Facebook. The alleged vandalism happened back in December, and as a result, there's not much cops can do at this point.
Wow, I mean...
Angelina, sure. Goodbye.
Yeah.
Why is she still here?
Angelina who?
She exists.
I gotta say, though, out of all the Jersey Shore cast, this week, she has been flooding the blogs from her engagement and even to this next bit, where Angelina also signed up for a celebrity wrestling show. Yes, Angelina will be participating in a TNA wrestling match, which will air on Spike TV's show Impact. She will tag team with a Snooki lookalike named Cookie.
No.
You can
brilliant!
You can catch both episodes March 3rd and 10th at 9 p.m.
She missed her first gig, though, and got fined for it. So
I remember that. We reported on that.
Oh. I mean, A, why is she doing these celebrity wrestling shows? B, is she going to make this one?
I'd be scared of her, kind of.
Yeah, I would, too. Yeah.
Oh, she should be doing as many celebrity wrestling shows as they'll give her.
Well, she wanted to hold out for JWoww.
No. I want to see.
But now she'll get Cookie.
Yeah, I want to see what Cookie looks like. Well, Wiz Khalifa, Pitbull, Nicki Minaj, and Drake will help get the party rocking this year at MTV Spring Break 2011 in Las Vegas. They'll be joined by DJ Pauly D, who will hold down the DJ duties at the Palms Casino Resort. The festivities are scheduled to run March 6th through March 9th and will air on MTV, MTV2, and MTVU.
Well, I just have to say, that is a week before we are trying to get to Punta Cana. A, are we down for Punta Cana still? B,
yes.
Do we want to go to Vegas before?
I'll go to Vegas before.
Yes.
For sure.
Yes, double
But I'm going to Cabo. Sorry, Punta Cana people.
I like Punta Cana and Vegas.
I think we should do both.
Double
the
up.
Spring Break edition of AfterBuzz TV.
Brilliant.
Once again, Sammy Sweetheart says she's forgiven her boyfriend, Ronnie, because, quote, he's a good person. After breaking her glasses and calling her an idiot, the two got into one of the most volatile fights since Snooki's punch in the face. Sammy said, quote, I get out of hand. He gets out of hand. Nobody's perfect.
Couples fight. I get that. Oh, my God. Break up and never get back together. The worst couple ever.
That doesn't happen.
Does anybody disagree?
No.
They're the worst couple
ever.
That doesn't happen. No.
Worse than Spencer and Heidi.
I'm pretty sure they make a lot of people who have bad relationships feel good about their
relationships. And they stay in those relationships because they go, oh, we're not as bad as they are.
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus.
So it's just pretty much it's an illness at this point.
America's screwed.
Well, Dina is trying to make sure she is a smart businesswoman when it comes to doing something with her reality TV fame. Dina has reportedly applied for a trademark on the name Dina Nicole under the category of wearable garments and clothing. As of now, there is nothing reported and no deals lined up, but she just wants to make sure she secures the name before anything that might come along.
Holy hopeful Batman. I mean, really.
Snooki also is often seen on the show running around in slippers, and now you can be just like her. Snooks recently launched Snooki Slippers at the Magic Convention in Las Vegas. The cozy slippers come in all sorts of shapes and designs. You can check them out at SnookiSlippers.com.
After that incident where she fell on the beach, we should have seen this one coming.
Yeah, it's kind of brilliant.
Holding those green slippers.
I know, and on that note, Sammy had a new perfume. I don't think we're talking about that later, but she has a new perfume out, and all I can think of is, how the hell does that smell?
like
trashy?
Yeah.
Like a sweetheart.
Well, like trashy jealousy. Yes.
Are you guys buying these slippers now? Yes?
Slippers, maybe. Perfume,
I mean, it's kind of
no.
cute
Not so
and
much.
Funny. Yeah, that's a good gag gift. It's funny.
Are you guys buying me the slippers is the question. July 13th, that's my birthday. Any fan mail, I take it in the form of slippers.
Well, speaking about what's happening afterwards, Vinny will make his film debut on March 28 with a guest role on the MTV comedy The Hard Times of RJ Berger. Vinny insists that he continues to work hard at being a professional. He said, quote, you guys are going to see, once that comes out, that I'm really serious about it. I'm actually acting rather than just going up there and like, hey, I'm on the Jersey Shore. Every week, I work more and more at it. I go to classes and join little improv groups just so I can really master it. I want people to take this transition seriously because I know no one does. I can't wait to prove them wrong.
Oh, Brant, you got to weigh in on
that's
this.
What I was just
yeah,
thinking.
Yeah, this is yours.
Dude. Good luck with that, buddy.
Bro.
Bro, good luck, man.
But Vinny's got the college education.
You're a serious actor, bro. Good work, man.
I hope he kicks butt. You're so negative.
Listen, you know what? He could be the one that proves it wrong. Remember Mark Wahlberg? The dude was Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
Yeah.
You don't go from Marky Mark to the Funky Bunch to like Mark Wahlberg very easily. It's not like, hey, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince to Will Smith. That's not an easy journey.
Yeah.
So
there
it can happen.
That's about
You're
it.
Saying there's a chance.
There is a chance, but...
He has hope, my love.
It's small. Look at even George Clooney. Mm-hmm. He was that dude on Facts of Life. And then he's George Clooney. It can happen. It just doesn't happen very often.
And we hope it does here at AfterBuzz.
We root for him.
Well, we also have an Italy update. The cast reportedly has visas that are good from April 18th to June 20th. And it is rumored that the cast will return in time to shoot Memorial Day weekend in New Jersey at Seaside Heights.
Oh, fantastic.
Excellent. Wait, so is part of the season going to be in Italy and part of it's going to be in Jersey?
Yep. Yeah. We reported last week that they wanted to make sure that they would be able to.
Yeah, that's what I get for not being here.
And also, J-Wow kind of feels that next season might be the last J-Wow. That was this.
I'm sure she knows nothing. So yeah. I won't take that same as you.
If you're J-Wow, why would you be thinking it's the last season? Wouldn't you be like, I need to cling to this show sweet death?
Six itself. More seasons, please.
Yeah. Exactly.
So here it goes, Brandon. It's already starting.
I know.
They're
you
already
see?
Getting too big for their britches.
That's right.
All right. And that's your AfterBuzz TV Jersey Shore news and gossip for the week of February 24th with DJ Jesse.
Oh, there we go. So let's do some predictions for next week.
Okay. What do you say? So we saw a couple things.
Roxy.
So Ron like a puppy dog. We already discussed that. The toilet being clogged. Absolutely disgusting. What's going on there? They have two big tattooed men come in and pull out what seemed to be something I don't even want to discuss.
Dude, I'll tell you what that
small
is.
Small animal.
That's like three or four people in the production truck watching this laughing their ass off.
Oh my God, absolutely.
They could just pull it. They could make one phone call and the toilet be fixed, but as soon as that happened, they're like, let's see how long this takes them to do it.
I know, exactly. We also saw Snooki and Vinny. Snooki, really into Vinny. Vinny kind of not reciprocating, and then takes another girl home. Snooki walks in the room. He's laying in bed with her. Drama. Those are my, not predictions, but recaps, so other people could, talk about their predictions, maybe.
What's a prediction, Phil?
Well, obviously the through line will continually be Sammy and Ronnie. We'll have these side comedic parts or subplots. I don't even know if you could call them subplots. They're more parts. And that's what I love about the show. I don't care about the Sammy and Ronnie thing. I just want the side parts, the drinking, and that's what I'm all about. What about you, Chelsea?
Well, I think that Sammy's gonna be on her little high horse for a little bit. I think she's gonna try to make him really jealous, and then I think he's gonna freak out and basically go the opposite direction, try to make her jealous and get the power back. And I think we're gonna see that struggle happen yet again.
I have a question.
Yes.
Is girl code gonna hold, or we saw Dina kind of taking Ron's side here today. Is that going to be a problem?
Well, Dina wants to.
Dina wants
she's
Ron, right?
Been in that side.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But Ron today was talking about this girl code and this strong girl code.
This is more.
I don't know.
This is more. I think Sammy will also be like, go ahead, take him.
Yeah.
He's all over his sister.
You do.
I don't.
No. I definitely don't think that, but she will act that way for sure.
She will until
you take
really
him. I have no
her.
Problem. Yeah. Oh my God, he better not. Oh. Exactly.
Here we are, ladies
I'm
and gentlemen.
You.
Yes, indeed. Well, thank you for joining in. Thank you, Brent, for steering the ship today. You did an excellent job. Thank you, Chelsea, for joining us.
For somebody who was sick, Kevin sounded pretty good.
Yeah, really.
I think he gets the 1 week suspension.
It's like, I don't want to get off the couch-itis.
Oh, I hate that. I have it all the time.
Yeah.
Well, luckily for you fans, you don't have to get off the couch to listen to us.
Ooh,
segue.
Nice. Good one.
Lock it up.
See you next week.
For producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions, comments, or would like to host an AfterBuzz show of your own, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!